Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. And an extra special welcome today to any of you new listeners. I know that there are a lot of you that are new to this podcast, and I just want to give you an extra special welcome. And I know that there are a lot of you because there are so many of us going through the awakening process right now. And what I think is so beautiful to see is that those of you who are just beginning your awakening process around this time are really taking off and going far and fast. And I think it's such a beautiful thing to see. So welcome to all of you new and old listeners. I'm very excited to have all of you here for all these years. I've been here personally for 4, and Brandon, he started this podcast, 5 maybe years ago? So we've been doing this for quite some time, and we really, really appreciate you guys. And so I just wanted to send my gratitude and love to all of you listening right now. So today I thought I would share with you a little bit of the book I'm writing. And I've been talking about this book for probably 4 years since I've been on this podcast, and I've been working on it for that long and then some, probably at least a decade, and not consistently. And that's why it's taking so long. And, you know, life circumstances come into play and things take priority, like having a baby. And, you know, so things get put aside, and that's okay. But now I am back at it. And it's coming along very nicely. And I'm really excited. And I'm also really excited, too, because Brandon's book is coming out soon. And you guys are all going to have the opportunity to read that, I think, towards the end of this year, or at least by the beginning of next. And I'm hoping to have mine, well, at least my first. This is actually going to be a 3-book series. So I'm hoping to at least have the first one done at that point. And that means, like, done on my end, not out yet. And so it'll be a while. So by the time you guys get finished with Brandon's, then mine will come out, and that will be really good timing and absolutely perfect. And what's also absolutely perfect about that is, as I said that, I look at my timer, 2:22. Thank you, universe. I love those signs and synchronicities. It's so beautiful. So yes, that's a little magical little push for me. Like, yes, you can get this done in the time that you want to get it done, because time is really just an illusion. It's something that we create in our human minds, and it's fun to play with. And so it really, it only is the constriction that we allow it to be. Yeah. There's all the time in the world, really, or there's none of it. It just depends on how you want to look at it. So, okay, I want to get into just the introductory chapter of my book, and I'm not really going to read it. I'm just going to share some of the material, because what my books are really going to be are, well, a few things really, but one of the main things I'm doing in these books is referencing a lot of other books. So many of my friends are like, yeah, I don't have time to go and read all those ancient texts, Erica, or I don't have time to read all of these books and all of those books. And so I'm taking a lot of the information from those books and putting it in nice, pretty patterns. And so the introduction to my book is all about raising our awareness. And it begins like this. Oh, before I start, I want to say a lot of this book, not a lot, but there's a good amount of paraphrasing from The Law of One or quoting from The Law of One, quoting from Dolores Cannon's books, The Corpus Hermeticum, and also Bird Tribes. So those are ones that are specific to this chapter. So it begins like this. This message is simple. It is a simple understanding that all there is love. The only way for the planet to get out of the situation it is in is to become aware and to start practicing the understanding that we are all one. We are amidst a very great time in the history of this planet. It's a great transitional period where people are coming out of a state of confusion and are rising up to a higher vibrational level, all with the simple understanding of the love that has created us. This is a quote from The Law of One. My friends, man on earth has become very short-sighted in appreciation of the creation. He does not understand the true meaning of the simple and beautiful life that surrounds him. He does not appreciate its generation and regeneration. He learns that the very atmosphere that he breathes is cycled through the planet, life to be regenerated to support him and his fellow beings and creatures. And yet, this seems to the vast majority of those who dwell upon this planet to be an exercise in technology rather than one in theology. There is no awareness of the Creator's plan to provide for his children, to provide for their every desire, and to provide a state of perfection. Man on earth has lost the awareness that is rightfully his. And why, my friends, has he lost this awareness? He has lost this because he has focused his attention upon devices and inventions of his own. He has become hypnotized by his playthings and his ideas. He is but a child in his mind. All of this may be very simply remedied, and man can once more return to an appreciation of reality rather than appreciation of the illusion created by his mind. All that is necessary, my friends, is that he individually avail himself to this appreciation of reality through the process of meditation. For this process stills his active conscious mind, which is continually seeking stimulus within the illusion developed over so many centuries of time upon planet Earth. Very rapidly, then, he can return to an appreciation of the reality in the functioning of the real creation. This, my friends, is what man of earth must return to if he is to know reality. This simple thought of absolute love, a thought of total unity with all his brothers, regardless of how they might express themselves or whom they might be. For this is the original thought of your Creator. How poignant is that statement in these times, especially that very last statement? This simple thought of absolute love, a thought of total unity with all our brothers and sisters, regardless of how they might express themselves or whom they might be. Because that is the original thought of the Creator, right? The Creator wanted to express itself in every possible way, and every possible way is the Creator. And so all of us who are seeking in this journey, it's very important that we always be ourselves in our hearts, true to our inner being, and offer without any pretense that is what is within us. without any pretense, without any expectation of anything in return, offering our true selves in love and light, and that is it. In Dolores Cannon's book, Convoluted Universe 2, they were talking about Atlantis, but it's very relevant to these times because everything is cyclical, right? And we do the same things over and over until we learn. It said, it's like they forgot who they were. They forgot their enlightenment. They became caught up into the material world. And this began the imbalance that brought all of the destruction. In the bird tribes, it says, your ego was never meant to provide you with your primary sense of self. In a healthy state, the ego is a secondary component of identity. In a healthy state, the being behind all being, the self behind every self, the great spirit behind all of creation, is experienced as your primary sense of self. Your ego does not have to be repressed or transcended for this to happen. It does not have to die. It simply has to assume an appropriate relationship with the spirit that in truth you are. The spirit that wants to incarnate and take up residence in your body, mind, heart system. Bird Tribes also says, when your ego stops trying to do everything all by itself and invites eternal spirit into your consciousness, your historical illusion evaporates like mist on a Sunday morning. A polarity reversal takes place in the charge of your human envelope. The field of consciousness around you changes. Instead of your ego dominating your sense of identity and blocking your awareness of the great spirit, an eternal sense of self awakens within you. You know yourself as a projection of the creator of all the stars in the sky. You know yourself as one of a family of God beings sharing God's being. You remember. Everything is seen differently. The world is perceived anew through the eyes of a universal awareness. Your ego becomes your working partner, and you commence the conscious creation of a new human reality.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our new sponsor, NuCalm. As you all know, mindfulness and meditation are key components to being the best version of ourselves. However, I would say sleep is even more important because if we aren't well rested, our bodies can't repair themselves properly and we can't perform optimally or think as clearly. So when I first heard that the NuCalm system has been clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve sleep and reduce stress without using drugs or side effects, I was excited to get it for my brother to give it a try because he has been having issues with his sleep for many years. The NuCalm system is great because it uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of three non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in a monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of Starbucks, which will probably only keep you up at night anyway. So if you'd like to feel better rested and less stressed, head over to positivenucalm.com, where Positive Head listeners will get 50% off a 30-day subscription of NuCalm, which also comes with a money-back guarantee. That's positivenucalm. All one word, .com. Check it out.
So when we become aware and we truly understand and we believe, we recognize that all we are is infinite love and light of the one infinite creator. We are just tiny fractals, little sparks of this one infinite whole. And that is all that we are. And that awareness in and of itself, that every single cell, every atom that makes you, you, is love, is the energy of infinite love. That awareness creates an entirely new reality because you remember and you see everything through a different lens. That's how your perception changes. Perception is everything. Your perception decides good or bad. Nothing's good or bad. It's just your perception. And that's a beautiful thing because we get to choose. In Dolores Cannon's book, Convoluted Universe 2, it also says, no matter what the physical form of the body is, what you truly are is your spirit form. And that is always energy and light. It also says, if everyone realized how their thoughts and deeds affected themselves, their friends and neighbors, their community and city, and eventually the world, through the accumulated effect of energy, they would learn to monitor their daily lives and the world will change. It has to, because of the accumulated effect of energy. We are moving into a new world, and the old negativity will be left behind. Through the law of cause and effect, which is really nothing less than the golden rule in the Bible, there can be no more violence and war. We can change the world, one person at a time. This is what Jesus was trying to teach, and they didn't understand. Love is the answer. It is that simple. And this is the concept that we talk about on this podcast on a regular basis. You change yourself, you change the world, because you are a little energy beacon and you are in control of your energy field. And the energy that you transmit is all of your choosing. And you get to decide on love. That's so beautiful that we get to decide. Doesn't always feel like we do, but we do. We get to decide every single day. By the way, every day that you wake up is a new day. Every day behind today, can't get back, can't do anything about it. Today is a new day, and you can wake up and start a new routine, a new thought pattern, a new healthy something for yourself. Create a whole new life on a whole new day. Every day you have this opportunity. In Dolores Cannon's book, The Keepers of the Garden, it said, the energies of your planet are affected by the thoughts which you feed into it. The energy of your planet is the thoughts that you feed into it. Imagine that, right? The energy of our planet is the thoughts that we feed into it. It's just a different way of saying it, but when you look at it like that, you can see it a little differently. We're feeding our earth our energy and vice versa. She's helping us more than she possibly can on every given day. And our energy is affecting her. We are feeding her. And I think that's really important to remember. It's about all of us. There is not a single particle here in this realm of matter that doesn't exist in the one. And we can see this in the Schumann resonance a lot. The Schumann resonance spikes very often or declines in different obvious energetic patterns of what's going on our planet. For many years, our collective thought has been focused on this physical plane or illusion. Many people have awoken to the understanding and the desire to look outside of the physical illusion. A metaphorical hole in the curtain has provided an opportunity to see out through the window for the very first time. Some are encouraged towards the seeking process due to some type of trauma or difficult life experience. Often, those toughest of times, we call out for help out of desperation. Those who call always receive answers, but unfortunately, not all are able to understand them. Messages from your higher self are often received as inspirations through dreams and visions, but most remain consciously unaware of the existence of this guidance. These communications ultimately start to create a system of thought and a desire for spiritual awareness, which begins to raise your vibration. Many of you have experienced or are experiencing that now. How many of you have come to this path because of a traumatic experience or a difficult life experience? I know I have, and it really stimulated my growth. And so at the end of the day, I can look back and be so grateful for those difficult times, for those traumatic experiences, because without them, I would not have grown. And I certainly would not be where I am today and have the understanding that I do. All because of difficulty. And I think that that's a very beautiful thing about our reality here. And again, comes back to our perception. How are we viewing it? In Dolores Cannon's book, Jesus and the Essenes, it said, this is a direct quote from her in that book. Open the windows of your mind and allow curiosity and the quest for knowledge to enter like a fresh spring breeze and sweep away the cobwebs of complacency. Dare to think the unthinkable. Dare to question the unquestionable. You gotta love her. So we do not become inspirited or filled with spirit. We become aware. When we become aware, it's an understanding that intelligent energy, infinite energy, is within every cell, every atom, every portion of our body. It is the core of our beingness. This awareness includes an awareness that we have already been given all we need. This is a self-awareness that comes from within. It has always been there. It's just waiting to be discovered. We are born from infinity, which contains all things, all densities. When we are presented with certain experiences, they act like a catalyst, providing us a beautiful opportunity to understand that power within our own consciousness. There is an ever-present energetic pull toward the realization of the self. The mechanism is one of the attraction towards the light, just as plants grow. We are one and the same. We look to nature and we can understand ourselves. And from Dolores Cannon's book, Jesus in the Essenes, it said, some people have it very difficult believing that someone can hear God inside. They must have some outward expression to say, yes, God has spoken to me. To hear God, one must just open the heart and he is there. In every breath, in every moment, one must just listen. And in the Corpus Hermeticum, it says, God's image hath been sketched for thee as far as it can be. And if thou wilt attentively dwell on it and observe it with thine heart's eyes, believe me, thou find the path that leads above. Nay, that image shall become thy guide itself, because the sight divine hath this particular charm. It holdeth fast and draweth upon it those who succeed in opening their eyes, just as they say, the magnet draweth iron. That wasn't so easy to read, but I think I got through it. So last but not least, there are no shortcuts to enlightenment. Sorry, y'all. There are no shortcuts. It is an in-the-moment opening to infinite intelligence. This can only be accomplished by yourself and for yourself. One cannot teach another enlightenment, but they can provide information, inspiration, and share the love of mystery and of the unknown. In this way, the one learning is encouraged to reach out and begin the seeking process. The process ends in a moment, but who knows how long it may take for one to open the gate to the present. And isn't that beautiful? Open the gate to the present. We just need to be present in the now, in the knowing that we are created of infinite love. And the more we can center our thoughts there and stay present in that, in our heart centers, we got it. That's all we need to do. It really is that simple. We humanize and make it difficult. We're being human about it. Stop it. Stop being so human. I love you all so much. Bring on your spirit selves. Bring it into this human form. Understand you are this amazing eternal being, not just this human self that's getting you all confused. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with a song for today by Trevor Hall. I Remember You. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code. Yeah.
Can you step inside this doorway and tell me, love, how does the dreamer inside you show her face? They say my words are empty and out of touch, but I